I believe in God alone and refuse to worship idols. I refuse to idolize work success and belittle sleep. I refuse to idolize late-night entertainment and neglect sleep. I refuse to idolize service at the expense of sleep. I refuse to make impressing my boss more important than sleep. I refuse to idolize a perfect home at the cost of damaging the temple of my body. Our sleep patterns reveal our idols. Multiple good reasons to sleep longer. Before we discuss how to sleep better and longer, consider some of the devastating consequences of reduced sleep, or to put it more positively, following are multiple good reasons to sleep longer. Physical consequences. Sleep prolongs and enhances life. To put it simply, without sleep, we die, and with lack of sleep, we may die much sooner. Numerous studies link the chronic lack of sleep, defined as less than 6 hours per night, with genetic damage, cardiovascular damage, such as hypertension and strokes, cancer, diabetes, infections, and inflammatory disorders such as rheumatoid arthritis. Chronic sleep deprivation is also associated with infertility and even obesity, with sleep loss triggering increased hunger and a desire for high-calorie foods. Far from sleep being a waste of time, it plays an essential role in the daily restoration of damaged body components and a major role in the prevention of disease. It therefore gains us time in the long run. Sporting consequences. The physical consequences of too little sleep can be even better understood and appreciated when we examine sports science and learn why more and more elite athletes are increasing sleep and even hiring sleep coaches in order to improve performance. Research has found that 2 days of sleep reduction lead to a more than 20% reduction in attention span, reaction time, strength, stamina, accuracy, and speed. Little wonder that the average sleep time of top athletes is well above average. Michelle Wee, the 2014 U.S. Women's Open golf champion, slept for 16 hours before the Sony Open. "When I can," she told Golf Digest, "I'll sleep more than 12 hours, and I don't feel good if I get less than 10. Prolific tennis champion Serena Williams said, "A lot of people underrate sleep. You need a certain amount of sleep to rejuvenate your body, to rejuvenate the cells, and to perform, whether you're going to school or whether you're playing a professional sport. When I don't get enough sleep, I just can't get a good workout. It's low quality, and I don't have enough rejuvenation in my cells to use the muscles that I need to use." Intellectual consequences. "Yeah, but I'm no Serena Williams. I just sit at a computer all day, or taxi kids all day, or run around in circles all day in my home. I don't need to perform at such a high physical level." In Sleep is More Important Than Food, Tony Schwartz says the research is unanimous. The better you sleep, the more you learn. Even small amounts of sleep deprivation take a significant toll on our health, our mood, our cognitive capacity, and our productivity. Personally, I find that if I'm running low on sleep, my efficiency in managing my home drops significantly. I forget things. It takes me...